Well, hello, nightcappers. Krista, hello. With the big happy frog face and a little heart and Bill going, woo! Woo! Happy Sunday! That's what Bill sounds like, except more like, ah, happy fucking Sunday! And then he yells about a bunch of stuff. Happy Sunda. I like Happy Sunda better. Tell you what. Let's all do this. Cheers. That's still some of that mighty fine re-oaked mellow corn. Needed that. That tastes good. But how are you all doing? Krista says a happy Sunday to all. Should I do this episode with my hood up? Do you guys like this? Do you like this move? Yeah, dude. These Amazon Basics hoodies, I'm not going to lie, these are like some of the best hoodies I've ever bought. Flint and Tinder made a 10-year hoodie that if you are a real hoodie, like you put a lot of hard miles on your hoodies, those are expensive. They're like $100, but they guarantee them for 10 years. The stitching on those things are sewn like a tank. They have an internal little hidden pocket. Really nice. Like, they don't fade. Those hoodies are the best hoodies I've ever had. But these hoodies for the money are pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. And I have another combo product to show off for you later this week. But it's a story for another time. King Dinosaurs just pounded down a whole glass of wine. What kind of wine? If you're looking for, speaking of wine, ooh, Krista's wearing her Tampa hoodie, trying to wish for warmth. Maybe you should just move to Florida. I mean, then you wouldn't have to wish for it. You would just have it. But the kind with a dog on the label, that does not help. My parents got as a sort of a nice Christmas gift slash Yuletide gift. They got this neat box where it's wine a day. And there are these little bottles that are about this big. Really nice glass with a chart that describes each wine. And it's about enough for two adult glasses. Now, given that my parents are a little older and they're not as giant as me, that means that it's about a glass for each of them and one glass for me. Otherwise, for them, they're like, wow, that's a lot of wine. Like, no, not really. I could just drink the whole bottle myself and I'd be fine. But that was good stuff. And I often say that, again, this season is not about giving gifts. It's about thinking about and spending time and whatever with your friends and family. But that is a nice thing that's fun. They can try a bunch of stuff. Like, if they don't like some of them, hey, you tried it. If they like other ones, hey, maybe you found a new wine that you liked. Stuff like that I used to kind of not shun, but I used to ignore. And when I got into that was somebody bought me it's like every other week you got like a six pack. And they were all local brewed, and they came with a nice little sheet of paper that talked about the origin of the brewery, that talked about the beer itself, about, you know, what went into brewing it, what the flavor context and notes were. And that was nice because, you know, if you kind of spread it out, you'd have beer for the whole month, and it was nice. I tried some beers from some breweries I hadn't really heard of, some beers that I normally wouldn't have tried or tasted that were very good. Yeah, it's kind of like an advent calendar, but booze. the best of both worlds. Because while I still like the novelty and the fun of a wall calendar, I just feel like I'm like, I just use my phone and my Outlook calendar for all that. I don't have a paper. Cobra! Cobra Bites is here. Cobra Bites, how are you doing? Good to see you. Cobra Bites has, by the way, the most adorable laugh while she's killing and slaying monsters in Hunt Showdown. Is a super nice person. Please, if you're looking to follow somebody on Twitch, just to hang out and watch some games, it's a great stream to check out. Very nice crew in there. Krista, could you give a shout out for Cobra, please? And Black Cat's Poppy stopping in. So now let's take a moment and talk about that. Black Cat's Poppy, you made me so jealous and heartbroken with those pictures of those motorcycles. That looked like just a beautiful, clear blue, sort of cool day. Lots of beautiful bikes driving around on there. I was just like, oh, I miss it so bad. Thank you, Krista. I really appreciate that. Cobra, how are you doing? Cobra, do you have any insight on holiday or winter traditions that differ in a sense from those here in the United States? Cat Minecrafter, I'll stop it in with a hey, y'all. Cat Minecrafter, how you doing? Did you have a weekend full of nuggets? But so this gift of the whatever got me sort of inspired. And I have a friend that lives some ways away from me. And I found out that the same company that does the beers, they do a cigar one where it's like a cigar of the month. And I think maybe it's like every other week or something, or like twice a month. But you got, I think, two or three cigars. And they were like from different, just different brands, different plantations, different styles. And that was another thing where this guy was like, man, this is perfect. Because I'm off for the holidays, so, wanted to sit outside and do some grilling and have a couple cigars. And, he normally doesn't really go out and buy a whole ton of them. So that was like a perfect thing. It's not very expensive. It's really not. So if you are struggling to find something for people this year, maybe consider that. It's a little different, but it's kind of fun. Cat Minecrafter did not eat nuggets, but she did eat a bunch of hair, which is weird. Krista, how is your... Didn't you buy a new phone recently? How is your new phone? Because I have a family member that needs a new phone, and they don't want... they're like, I don't really want a super expensive high-end phone. Like, but I recall the phone you got was a model that at the time I was like, ooh, that's not a bad suggestion. What kind of phone was it that you got? Kit Minecrafter, I think we're all doing well. Mostly. I can't speak for everyone else, but I'm doing okay. Black Cat said, many, many bikes. People loving the beautiful day. If it wasn't for the shitty roads and the wet and everything, man, like, the cold is one thing, but again, I got, like, it's only my toes and sometimes my fingers. Like, nothing else really gets cold. Like, especially with those chaps. But man, I miss being on the bike. I really do. So, yeah, there are some ideas. There's some things that you could potentially do. But I saw a funny meme or whatever the other day. Okay, your phone is doing well. It's a Google Play 2021 for Metro PCS. I'm going to write that down, lest I forget, which I otherwise will. So you're going to hear some typity-typity. This little keyboard rocks, by the way. But again, cheers to, whoa, almost had a whiskey spill because my coaster got stuck. Mmm. There is a thing going around called the Whamageddon Challenge. This is a survival game. It's not PvP, meaning you're not supposed to try to trick people. That's not the intent. But the survival game is to go as long as you can without hearing... without hearing Wham's Christmas song. And apparently, when you hear it, you're out, and you're supposed to post that you have now succumbed to the Whamageddon. What is that song, by the way? It's not the All I Want for Christmas Is You. What is the... It's the Last Christmas. So if you're out and you hear Last Christmas, you have been defeated in Whamageddon. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Last Christmas, I blew you apart. Because I'm Rostov from Invasion USA, the best Christmas movie ever made. King Dinosaur, yes you do. You're chugging another glass of pooch wine. Man, you're running hot today. But you'll know it when you hear it, unfortunately. So, I am going to participate in the Whamageddon. I swear the people who are like, say you don't know it, you've probably heard it. It's not good. It's another one of those played to death Christmas songs. But if you want to participate in Whamageddon and you hear it in the wild, you're out. I know Goaterhead was playing that. And I can't remember what the other girl's name is, but they're all... Goaterhead is out. He got blown out of Whamageddon. He's like, I thought I was going to do good, and then I went shopping, and they played it in the store. No, it's not in Invasion USA, but Rostov in Invasion USA likes to blow people apart for Christmas because he's like one of the best, worst bad guys in a movie ever. Side offshoot. Because he's not a schlub. He does the work himself. He's not afraid to go out and get his hands dirty. He's not a whiny, pamby guy. He's like super pissed off. He's evil and sadistic. He's a fucking bastard. And like, he kind of almost wins. And if it wasn't for Chuck Norris, he might have. But come on, you can't go up against Chuck Norris. Sucker. Kinski? No, it was Richard Lynch. Richard Lynch played Rostov. And what makes him so good at that, too, is the fact that Richard Lynch, by the way, movie trivia. When he was younger, he was, like, kind of beautiful. Beautiful, big, bright blue eyes, blonde hair. Was, you know, kind of treated as a little bit of, I think, almost a sex symbol, in a sense. Loved to party. Maybe a little too much. And at some point, he, I believe, dropped a bunch of acid and in the middle of some acid trip, lit his face on fire and severely burned off like half of his face. And from that point forward, had sort of a lot of scar and scar tissue all along his face. And he became a big advocate for stay away from drugs, kids, because you might just burn half your face off. And so after that, he went on to play, you know, a lot of just kind of crusty, mean-looking characters in films. He always kind of played a villain role, but especially after that one, he was no longer like the smooth villain guy. He was like the mean villain guy. But what a King Dinosaur, I agree. What a spectacular character actor. He, I believe, has unfortunately passed away, but he was in a lot of really good roles. Often played a lot of movies, I think in a lot of roles with Billy Drago, too. Who's another guy, like, why am I, like, this is what I love about the show. It just takes me into avenues. But I watched this other Chuck Norris movie, Hero in the Terror. And Billy Drago plays a psychiatrist. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, I can't remember. Does he turn out to be like some big creep? And he doesn't. He actually just plays a good guy. I'm like, you know, I wish more of those actors got roles. Yeah, there's the typecasting that sucks. Well, actually, in a lot of ways, it really does suck. Some of them, they're great at playing what they play, but, like, I wish they got other roles for a chance to, I don't know, stretch their acting chops. Like, that's another guy. Like, he's, like, you always hate him because he does such a good job at just being a fucking weasel. And, like, man, I wish he would have been in some other, you know, movies where he played kind of the straight man. Krista says, luckily for her, she usually wears her headphones with sound canceling when you're out and play your own music, so you win. Plus, you don't listen to radio during this time of year. See, you got an advantage. But you never know. It might sneak by. You may take them out for a minute while you're getting a sandwich or ordering chicken nuggets or something, and they just happen to be playing it in the restaurant. And then you're like, no! That's what I'm worried about. Not stores, restaurants. I'm worried about, like, going to the liquor store to pick up Mellow Corn and I get fucking whammed. Whammed! And then you're out. It's all it takes. You hear it once, you're done. Those Christmas songs. It isn't even that I really mind Christmas music so much. I can't stand that it's like the same 10 fucking songs. That song, and then I think it's the Paul McCartney. Boom, boom, boom. Meow, meow, meow. Boom, 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 boom. Meow, 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 meow. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Well, I was, until I heard this fucking song again. Now you ruined it. You ruined my whole holiday. Paul, whatever, fucking stop it. Can't stand that song. Like, I'm getting enraged just thinking about it. Oh, it's not even sucky restaurants. Just playing, like, I mean, I guess maybe that's true. If it was like a biker metal bar, that might not be playing. But then again, maybe they would. There are some bikers who have the Christmas spirit. Oh, that song just makes my nose hairs curl. King Dinosaur, whoa. I don't recognize that Wham song, but good Lord, is it awful. Yes. The answer, that is the correct answer. But now you're out. You just got Wham again. You just defeated yourself, dude. You're out. You just lost. Don't listen to it. You're out. Keep talking. You're out, whammed. You just got whammed. They have Christmas spirit but no icky songs. That's fair. Dee Snider has a Christmas album that's spectacular, by the way. I know that sounds like a joke, but it's really not. It's actually really good. But there's actually a lot of good Christmas songs in... This is a little bit of a side, offshoot, whatever thing, but it does coincide with this Whamageddon. So for the longest time, when it was just radio or whatever. Yeah, Billy Idol has a Christmas album. Dude, the Billy Idol Christmas album is good too. Yeah, dude, fucking play some of that stuff. I don't want to hear Mariah Carey's or Whitney Houston or whatever it is, the... What is Kennedy? All I want for Christmas is fuck you. Then again, TV and social media ads play Christmas songs around this time of year, so see, that's the thing. You may get it. You may think you're safe from Whamageddon, but no one is safe. They had this, local radio station, and they start playing Christmas music, I think November 1st, all the way through, January 1st, and then they just abruptly stop. And It literally has to be the same 15 fucking songs on just like some shuffle loop. I can't stand it. And so when SiriusXM, when I got into listening to SiriusXM, I was actually overjoyed that they had multiple Christmas music stations. And even the one that plays the stuff that you occasionally hear, the overplayed songs, at least they mixed in some different stuff. And then they had one, it's called like, I don't know, it's like holiday something. And it was all sorts of Christmas songs that like I had never heard before. And I got to be honest, as much as you may laugh at some of them, like there's even some like Percy Faith and, you know, like some good older Christmas songs that I feel like just didn't get put on this ubiquitous list. And actually kind of enjoyed it because some of them were kind of nice. Even just like different playings of, you know, was it the Toll of the Bells? No, not the Toll of the Bells. That's a Metallica song, isn't it? The whatever. The different older artists playing, you know, like even like some of the Dean Martin songs. It's like, dude, he did a bunch of Christmas songs. There's more than just the two that you play. Ding! Fires are done. But I liked listening to a lot of those old ones. Carol of the Bells, that's it. Thank you, King Dinosaur. As always, you remain the music resource on the channel. Cheers. But so Sirius has several Christmas music stations that play some different stuff. And I actually really liked it. But then I listened to one this year. And I was like, man, you're going back down the same road. You're starting to play some of the same stuff over and over. And what I've noticed about SiriusXM is that as time has gone on, even like their Ozzy's Boneyard station, which is supposed to be like what, the, I don't know, the whole old heavy metal up through what, 90s-ish, 80s, 90s. It's the same thing. Like you're going to play an AC/DC song. Okay, but you play the same AC/DC songs I just hear on terrestrial radio now. Like they have more than like five. And like even Ozzy, it's supposed to be Ozzy's sponsored station and they play like the same fucking Ozzy songs. And to me, what I used to like about Sirius was the variety of stuff that they fucking played. And they've slowly just fallen right back down into that same trap of playing the same fucking shit. Black Cat remembers when Murray the K put out a collection of Christmas songs. That was good. I don't know if I know who that is. Who is that? Nobody ever plays Christmas with the Devil by Spinal Tap. Even that, they don't even play like some of the Spinal Tap. Like they used to play funny, silly shit occasionally. And like now it's just getting back to... So the Christmas stations this year, I haven't really dipped into them so much because I'm trying to see if I can win Whamageddon. I want to see how long it can go. And I'm worried that they're going to mix it in there. I know they're going to. So, like, I want to wait until later, until it's right around Christmas, maybe Christmas Eve, before I start listening to those Christmas music stations. But I think they even have, like, a classical one. That's just, like, classical music, like, Christmas stuff. And look, again, not everybody is, like, religious and whatever, but they had in the one channel, they even mixed in some of the other, like, lesser known, like, church or, you know, religious-themed Christmas songs. Like, come on, you know? The Carol of the Bells take by the guy with Down syndrome. Oh, jeez. Do I have to play this now? If this is a Whamageddon trick, Link, I'm going to be mad. Okay, it's not. This is the original ding Fries Are Done. The Catacombs of Istra. Okay, I'm not going to play this on stream. But you can watch it on your own time. So, I recently saw something interesting. He did it as a goof to make fun of himself, to make fun of people who take that nonsense too seriously. You just tweeted Murray the K Christmas. I'll have to look that up. Oh, you say it's in the best spirit? Okay, if you're in the best spirit, then I want to watch it. All right, we're going to flip this over to the sidebar view. And folks there who listen to this as a podcast, hopefully you can hear this. I'm going to mute my microphone and turn up the volume so you can hear it.
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. Don't buffer fries in hot fat. It really hurt bad and so do skin grabs. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats.
That's actually, I gotta say, it's actually pretty well done. Like, he hits the pitch actually really well. Actually kind of does a really solid job with that, to be honest. Like, I would get winded and have to take a deep breath. So, all right, podcast folks, quick break. We'll be right back. So to go along with the Whamageddon and the talk of this Christmas and Sirius, so I have a trial subscription to Sirius because of the new truck that I got. And they always want you to resubscribe, which I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever find yourself in that position, don't. And the reason why is because normally, after about a month or 2 months or so of not having the service, they'll send you a message that says, hey, you know, how about we reduce the price, whatever. But hold out, don't. Then you'll typically get another one, and you can get, I don't know, like a year or 6 months for like $20 or something like that. And I've actually called them one time, and I was like, well, my special offer of the $25 for the 6 months is about out. And I'd like to cancel my Sirius subscription. I'm like, oh no, well we can blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, here's the thing. You can either get me another 6 months for $25 or I'm not going to subscribe. Them's the breaks. Well, we can, I was like, no. I tell you what, if you want to, I'll hold. Well, you send me to customer retention. Send you to customer retention. You tell them the same thing. And then usually what you'll get is, well, hold on a second. Let me look around. Well, let me see here. Okay, one moment, sir. Oh, well, you're in luck. It does look like we have a promotion in your area where we can get you. You're like, it is. It's like working with Xfinity. It's the same bullshit. You basically stand your ground and just say, nope, I'm canceling. Either give this to me or I'm canceling. I'm canceling. I don't need it. Either give me that or I'm gone. And you can kind of perpetually walk through the same like $20, $25. Which for that price, it's not bad, to be honest. But I don't like that they went back to slowly getting away from what was great about satellite radio, which was variety. So I got an email message the other day, and this is interesting to me. I don't know 100% of all of the rest of the details, but I got invited. Well, let's see. Bill says, my mother has been paying $6 a month for Sirius because she does it every year, but then she could sell ashes to the devil. Yeah, That's the way to do it. You know, fuck your $30 or whatever a month. Like, no, I will pay $5 or $6 maybe. If you can give me 6 months for $25, I will stay. Otherwise, I am leaving. Works every time. Almost every time. I don't think I've ever paid more than that price ever in the history of ever having Sirius. And I've had it since 2014, I think. About 2014. I've had it for a long time. But I get an email message. And the email message is from Spotify. And Spotify is going to be releasing this device. And actually, let's see. Maybe, come on, don't crash. Don't you dare. Let's see if I can find this. Yeah, here we go. I don't know why they call it a... Now I'm going to read this thing, because this is interesting. So I have maybe a different opinion on this, but let's read the article anyway. This guy says, not sure if you need this, but okay. Spotify, one of the world's leading audio platforms, has introduced a new device specifically for road users. It's conveniently called the Car Thing. And it's practically a separate Spotify player that's dedicated to the platform, which you can then mount and subsequently leave in your car. Think of it as a car technology that's dedicated to music playing. Wait, that already exists, right? Now, before you raise your pitchforks, let it be known the company is giving the device away for free sans shipping. Sound good? It actually needs a smartphone with a data connection. In order to use it, you need to plug it in for power, then connect it. Your smartphone needs to connect it, and blah, blah, blah. But one of the few benefits is you can leave it inside your car as you go. It's also dedicated, so it knows your listening habits, and so on and so forth. Do we need a separate thing for music? No, they say if you don't have Apple CarPlay or that sort of stuff, it would be good. But they're giving it away, and it's a limited release and an invite. If it pushes, it will cost $80. Yeah, good. Good luck with that. Now, here's the thing about this. Where I could see this being useful is if they eventually get to the point where that thing either has or includes or comes with some sort of 3G. Like if they down the road said, well, it's going to come with like 3G, which, yeah, I know that doesn't sound fast. But if all you were doing was streaming music, that's fast enough. And so if you don't have an unlimited data plan on your phone, that's actually kind of cool. And what I like about Spotify is Spotify has these stations. So like, let's just say you pick Black Cat's Mary Kay song. And you go, oh, I want to go to the station based on this song. Well, it's like this randomized people who listen to that, who listen to a certain... You get a far greater breadth of different music when you listen to these radio stations. And they change. They're not always the same. So, for example, I have like an ambient music. It's by Tyco. And so I have a Tyco radio. The songs on there change all the time. And so what's nice is, hey, if I know I just am in the mood for that kind of music, I can just play that station and just listen to that music. And you don't really get a ton of repeats. You'll get some. But man, it's introduced me to a bunch of new bands and a bunch of new songs. And you can do that with basically anything. Heavy metal, easy listening, contemporary, classical, jazz, electronic, whatever, you name it. So at that point, I mean, A, I don't always like constantly fucking around with my phone while I'm sitting in my car. It would be kind of nice to have that since my particular truck now does not have the Bluetooth. It doesn't have the Bluetooth Android audio, Android Auto. You have to connect a USB cable. And so, honestly, it would be kind of nice if that thing did connect and play over Bluetooth to the car. And it just said, data connection, fine. And just play your music, and there you go. But here's the other thing about that that might be kind of neat. Well, if it plays in your car, and it connects that way just through your car, could you potentially not take it and use it elsewhere? especially if you're going somewhere, say, where you didn't want your phone to get damaged, and so you didn't want it out and to be fucking around with it. Let's just say you go to some biker bar or biker club, and you're like, hey, they have some sound system that you could plug a thing in, but I don't necessarily want to leave my $1,200 phone up there with all the shit with my phone in it and on it. Hey, to take this little Spotify device and plug that in and basically be like, yeah, there, it's a shuffled list of all sorts of shit that you could listen to all night. I actually think that's kind of cool. Especially if you had the ability, you know, if it has some storage on it. This would be the other thing. If it had some storage on it, and you could either download a station so that, hey, you download all that stuff, and yeah, every now and then you have to have a data connection for it to just check to make sure your account is still legit. But if you had the ability to do that, where you could then say, well, yeah, if I'm traveling through the mountains or doing whatever else where I'm losing data connection, I don't want to suddenly have no music, that would be badass. Now, I don't really know all of the rest of the details about the device because right now it's in this beta phase. So I got a thing where they're like, hey, you know, we're offering this as like a, you know, it's an invite only thing. And so I was like, yeah, I'm interested in it. I mean, for $80, I mean, I know it's not cheap, but $80 is better than, again, $1,000 when you bust your phone or drop it or lose it or somebody spills a beer or fucking whatever else on the damn thing. No, I'm keeping my phone fucking on me or somewhere where it ain't going to get fucked with. To have the little Spotify device get fucked up or whatever, who gives a shit? And that way then, you know, you might say, oh, well, you could just connect your phone Bluetooth. Yeah, but then if somebody wants to play a song or skip a song, I have to go get my fucking phone to do that. If it's just this little thing there, yeah, I don't care. Fine, put your grubby little fucking people dumping barbecue sauce and whatever else on it. Who cares? It's a tiny little thing. So, I mean, I feel like that's kind of neat. I don't know. What do you guys think of something like that? I mean, I know that's obviously not for everybody, but I think it's kind of an intriguing device. And again, if that had the ability to get some sort of 3G, free 3G connectivity, which if Spotify was smart, that's what they would do. If that thing had slow speed internet that just used some cellular, like they just partner with some cellular thing and just go, yeah, you just key your Spotify thing in this and now you can just have a thing that just plays streaming music and if it breaks, you're out $80. I actually think it's kind of cool. Bill says, interesting sign of the times that special purpose client devices are starting to appear, but it's definitely not for me. That's fair. I mean, when I'm in my house, I don't think I would use it because, again, I would just use my phone. But again, if I'm in somebody else's car or I was going to take it out on a boat, like I could take that out on a boat and I could put my phone in a, you know, I have one of those little Pelican little mini cases. So you could put your phone in there. So that's waterproof. I'll be like, yeah. I'm putting that in there, and I'm going to use the carabiner clip on the side to attach it to the boat so that it doesn't get lost, which is what I normally do. But then I'm around the boat. It's like, okay, he's got, you know, again, 4 albums on some radio thing in his boat. I'm like, I don't want to listen to these songs again. All right, dude, you can just play anything off the Spotify list. Boom. Just fucking plug it in. It intrigues me. I'm interested to know the rest of the specific details about that device. I actually think in a way it could be rather clever. Or it could be a useless piece of shit. But I think you can say that about pretty much anything. Especially if they get that to the point where it's tiny. Yeah, like I have a friend, she's a postal worker, and when she's out running around, whatever, she doesn't want to have her phone, she likes to listen to music, so she buys cheap little MP3 players because she's lost them, she's forgot them in the trucks, blah, 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 blah. And again, who wants to lose a $1,200 phone that also has all of your phone shit on it, because it's a pain in the ass. But to be like, hey, you just have this thing, and then I have to worry about, oh, I forgot to download that album and put it on my MP3 player. Like, man, it's just streams whatever the fuck you want, so... And I wish there was a better, like that last truck that I had, even though I had some issues with it, I liked that it had the upgraded Bluetooth connectivity to basically be able to run Android Auto through Bluetooth, because at that point, that was pretty cool. I mean, you could just have, like I'm talking about, you'd have your phone in a case or protected or whatever, and you could just use Spotify right on the dashboard, and it would just piggyback and be basically playing it through your phone's data connection. But we'll see. We'll not, like I say, a whole huge amount of detail on that. But if it keeps me from Whamageddon, I'm in. I'd like to listen to some Christmas songs, but I'm tired of hearing the same fucking ones all the time. I'm so tired of... Yeah, go to Sirius and I go to Octane and hear the same fucking, like, five Linkin Park songs. Ugh! You go to the Liquid Metal station, and this is what pisses me off, too. Liquid Metal has slowly deteriorated into Liquid Death Metal. Like, every other song is some Cookie Monster barking whatever shit. I'm like, come on, man. You're telling me, like, in the history and the breadth of heavy metal, like, this is all that you have access to and that you play? And I'm like, it's fine if it was every once in a while, but it's like every fucking other song. Black Cat says, that's really weird. My friend lost her phone in one of two large casinos today. And all of her work stuff, and she was freaking out, but I was a miracle worker and found it. Where'd you find it? And where did she lose it? And did she win any money? And or did you win any money? But yeah, stuff like that, like, you know, I'm so, like, these damn phones, like, I, you know, it's like as bad as losing your wallet almost. And I'm not about to get a watch. Like, I don't really necessarily like wearing a watch, number one. But number two, if I am, I'm going to wear it because it looks like a cool fashion accessory. I'm not about to wear some dopey, glowy-looking, plasticky thing. Oh, let's get my Fitbit and check my steps. No. I don't want none of that. So, I don't know. You know, I also, this, if you're thinking about, again, gifts for people who have everything, they actually have, I know these were, I don't want to say more in vogue for a little while, but those, digital picture frames. What's kind of interesting is they have the digital picture frames now that you can attach to a cloud account. So that you don't have to sit and just load everything onto a memory card in the damn thing, keep updating it. You can have it just shuffle shit through like a cloud folder. So you can just put it on a cloud folder, and then any new photos that you just upload to it, it'll just randomly cycle those through. I'd actually really like to get one of those. I actually think that is kind of awesome. And it would be nice to take a lot of the nature pictures and all that sort of stuff that I've taken and put on there. Because it's nice ambient light. That's just kind of cool, I feel like. And even photos of your friends and everything else you can put on there. You know, that's way more convenient. Like, I remember I had one of the earlier ones. And I actually had to get a custom software package to resize pictures. Because if you put high-resolution pictures on it, it would take forever to draw the photo. And the memory on it wasn't very good. And it didn't have very good support for memory card, blah, 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 blah. It was just a pain in the ass. Oh, I got to take a USB cable, I got to plug it in, I got to install this driver, and then I got to load this thing, and then I got to, oh, which pictures did I, oh, I already had that one on here. And I mean, fuck all that. if you just be like, here's a cloud folder, just show the shit. Like, that's kind of cool. King Dinosaur says, the remake of The Miracle Worker, starring Black Cat Poppy, except instead of teaching Helen Keller to read and communicate, she finds people's phones. I feel like we need a movie or TV producer to stop into the show, because we've got The Water Finders, we've got The Miracle Worker, we've got all these shows that star King Dinosaur and Black Cat Poppy, and where are we at on these? We got to get these moving. It was like a movie, all the weird things that went wrong, but at least my sinuses are clean now. Huh? How does your sinuses being clear, was her phone in your nose?
I hate it in my nose the whole time.
She's got this huge... Not anymore! Oh. The Finders, starring Scott West and Black Cat's Poppy. Season 1, Water. Season 2, Phones. Yeah, Black Cat Poppy, I need the answer to this. A, where was her phone? B, what were all these weird things? And C, what are your sinuses being clean and clear? You inhaled a lot of stuff today. Skiing the old Alps, huh? What the fuck? All right, this is getting bizarre. Oh, dear. But we are going to be, again, on regular schedule this week. I am thinking and intending that probably Thursday's show will be another hangout and have cigars. So if you are a cigar person, or you have something else super silly and goofy or whatever that you want to talk about, Thursday will be a great day for that. We'll hang out and have some cigars. Black Cat thinks she inhaled a lot of powdered lime. Okay. I almost inhaled some powdered glass, but that will be possibly tomorrow or another day's story. But that's also something that's kind of cool. I think you guys will appreciate it. Powdered lime is good, though. That powdered lemon, powdered lime, like, if you buy those containers of that stuff, you can use it in, like so much. It's really fucking good. Like, I sprinkled some of that on a chicken that I was grilling. A little bit of, I just took, like, a little bit of, a little bit of, like, some, why can't I think of the fucking word? Almost like an Italian dressing, just like a vinegar oil. And a little bit of some lime. I just kind of put that on the chicken when I was grilling it. And made like this nice... Oh, it was juicy. It had a little bit of a lime flavor. It was delicious. Don't ask. Okay. I won't ask. You continue to be one of the most intriguingly... like, non sequitur, I love it people I know.
You mean like stuff you throw in rotting things?
No, that would be quick lime. That lime is not the same as the lime you eat. Or is that what you were talking about? Were you guys like... like quick lime? I feel like if you're going to make a quicksand pit, you might as well just make a quick lime pit. Because then you have the best of both worlds. People fall in there and you don't have to worry about cleaning it up. Has anyone on the show ever actually seen quicksand? I think we mentioned this one day. When I was younger, I thought quicksand was like, it was a thing that could just come up at any time and you had to like worry about it your whole life. Like fucking quicksand. And I've never in my life encountered quicksand. The thought of quicksand actually kind of terrifies me, but. So that lime, that's what you inhaled? They're gonna like fucking kill you and like burn your nasal passages out. That's horribly basic. Not like basic, like I would like a latte and I wear Lululemon pants. Like basic as in acid versus King Dinosaur sad. He's not... Well, now I guess season 3 of The Finders is going to have to be quicksand. You're telling me that out there in swampy Washington, you've never encountered quicksand? I feel like of all the places that it may be, that's where it would be. Well, maybe it's Florida or Louisiana. You've never seen lava either, and you even had a volcano erupt? That's kind of wild. I'm trying to think. I actually think I've seen lava before. You always make believed you were in quicksand. It didn't. It burnt. So you inhaled like quick lime, like yard lime. What in the fuck? You are cut from a special cloth, my dear. I love you.
Sasquatch bathed it.
I think it's just called mud here. Speaking of mud, it is raining a lot outside. So because everything is dead here in Michigan, everything is like a muddy, dirty, dead leaf and grass, like slush mess. It's great. And then it's supposed to get super cold. So you know what's going to happen is all the roads will disintegrate overnight because apparently the concrete that they use to fix the roads in Michigan is chalk and cheap chalk. And if you're a particular listener, I hope that makes your day. If you're dead tomorrow, you know why. Actually, no, I won't, because given your colorfully eclectic life, who knows what you may get up to?
And then...
So, what did we learn today? Wham has a terrible Christmas song. Don't listen to it, because then you lose Whamageddon. There are a lot of other good Christmas songs that you can listen to. So don't let your Christmas music appreciation get ruined by the fact that the radio stations play the same 6 songs. You can get SiriusXM for about $6 a month if you tell them to pound it up their ass. SiriusXM is slowly not being as good as they used to be. And Spotify is potentially releasing a premium device that allows you to stream music. See? All sorts of stuff. Where Krista's at, it's going to be 50, but raining. So you think you're getting the weather that we have right now. And it warmed up and started raining. Like, it was like snowing earlier, and then it got warm, and then it like rained. And that's like all slimy. Like, it's that wet. Not wet. It's that cold, like slippery rain. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like when you get near freezing, but it's not cold enough to freeze. It's like slug water. Oh, dude, fuck, man. Bill was almost 70, and he had a lightning storm. Jealous. Very, very jealous of you, sir. I could go for 70 degrees and just a nice thunderstorm. Oh, also, does anyone listening to the show wear a size 11 shoe? Anyone? We're going to finish the show off with that strange question. Black Cat says it was clear in the mountains. She drove down to Denver, and it looked literally like the Dust Bowl. Are you still getting those, you still getting, like, smoke? Is it, like, all smoky? King Dinosaur does. King Dinosaur wears a size 11 shoe. All right. Interesting.
My clodhoppers.
Is that like a real thing? Like, I knew exactly what you meant when you... Clodhopper. A large, heavy shoe. A foolish, awkward, or clumsy person. There's a DVD of a movie called The Clodhopper for $6.98. What? This is opening a whole new world. This is weird. It's a 1917 movie. The Clodhopper. Where to buy clodhoppers? Anywhere. Just buy shoes that are too big. That's where you find them. What the fuck? Yeah, like my... I knew clodhoppers. Like... It's weird. Oh, so your air is now clean. Nice, clean, crisp, beautiful, blue Colorado skies. Jealous. It's gray and dismal. And not even like the good... It reminds you of Doom 2 or like a Typo Negative album. It's just like crap. Red Skelton talked about clodhoppers. Did we talk about before they used to think his name was Red Skeleton? And I used to read that and be like, who's Red Skelton? Is it like a cool horror show? Because I used to think of like the Red Skeletons in Castlevania. Where like you'd whip them and then they would fall apart and then they'd come back together again. You know, like you couldn't kill the Red Skeletons for whatever reason. It was like, Red Skeleton? Oh no, it's this old guy. Disappointed. All right. Let's finish these two. Yeah, you did too. Red Skeleton. Katvenjama? Katzenjama? Kids for clodhoppers? I don't know. What are you talking about? Let's finish our drinks. We gotta go to bed. It's 2 minutes to the hour. I can't believe this has already been an hour. Bonkers. Once again, time warp show. But cheers. We'll do one more drink out of that. I do have some potentially interesting content coming up. I have to ask for permission to read a thing. If I get cleared for that, that will be an episode this week. So, one more swallow, and then we will sign off. That's going to do it, as we say at the end of all these episodes. Stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. We will see you again tomorrow night.